Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subteam 1.3.2 call on the 27th of July 2015. On the call today, we have Alex Deakin and Lindsay Hamilton-Reed. From staff, we have Mary Wong and myself, Nancy Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Alex.
Thank you, Natalie. So let me just describe quickly what we've done, and then we could talk about kind of what the next steps should be. So after receiving the very helpful tool from staff, what we did is we separated that single doc into two, one on the first question of section 132, and then the second on the second question of 132. For question one, we've created a Google Docs link so people could view and edit it. And we've used that to kind of sift through the various comments and, you know, attempt to distill kind of the major takeaways from what the community has told us. Val did the same thing for question two, and we have a separate Google Doc for that, and I could provide the links to those if we need that. And Val took a first stab of distilling and sorting through the comments for question two, and then I think, Lindsay, you did something similar, but not using the tool as you were having issues, but you used a separate document, a Word document,
yeah,
which I've included to the group.
Yeah, I just summarized the comments, right, and put it in columns with the questions. I've written a summary of that, and Val has commented on that as well. So,
yeah, so, so I've done the same for the first question of 132. I've created a kind of a comment review summary, which I've also attached. So I think we're at the point now where we've analyzed the comments. We've tried to summarize the comments, and I guess the next step for us as a subgroup would be to, I suppose, agree on those summaries, and then start working towards, I guess, recommendations on, you know, on how we handle, I guess is the right word, those summaries, either in terms of updates to the next version of the PPSAI reports, or I suppose there's other paths we could take there, depending on the comment.
Yeah, Alex, I agree with you.
Okay. So I guess, Mary, there's a few questions if I could ask of you, as this being my first kind of shot or first time participating in reviewing comments. Does that sound like the right next steps? And second, how would you suggest we inform the full PPSAI team of where we are?
Hey, Alex, Lindsay, thanks for doing this call and updating me. Just looking real quickly at the documents you guys have, I mean, that's a tremendous amount of work for what sounds like maybe three people in less than a week on top of everything else you're doing. So I think first things first is that I think this is a great sort of lead off for the other sub-teams. Secondly, I think this sounds and looks like an excellent approach. The question I would pose back to you, I suppose, is whether as a group you think you would feel prepared to do any reporting back tomorrow. I mean, obviously, you could report on the approach. I don't know if you've had a chance to talk through any of the comments. I noticed that there's a chart that talks about, you know, some of the summary and analysis. So essentially, where do you think you are and how much longer do you think you might need to come up with, I guess, some sort of final response that you would suggest to the working group for both of these questions?
Good questions, Mary. Alex, I don't know about you, but I think we could maybe give an initial report tomorrow, just basically saying, well, this is kind of generally the majority are in favour of this, this and this, not doing too much detail. I think we'd need to do a lot more work before we could do recommendations, though.
Yeah. I mean, this is Alex, so maybe what I would suggest is, I think clearly as a subgroup, we need to chat, all of us, you know, Lindsay, myself, Val, David, and Volker. So I think we need to find a time this week, hopefully, to do that. On the call tomorrow, I agree. I think, Lindsay, we could start out giving a summary of how we attack this, basically.
Yep.
A recap of what I just described to Mary and Natalie, mm-hmm. and then we could touch upon our initial findings as you suggested, with I guess the caveat that the full team hasn't really dug into this, and there's no agreement yet.
No, there isn't, and you know we can't put forward recommendations or anything like that. I mean, this is purely the initial findings, having looked at the comments, and it's going to be quite generic. I don't think we can be very specific.
And if it helps, you know, like I said, I think this is a tremendous amount of work from just a small part of the sub-team, and I think it would be a great example for the other groups. But if it helps, if the way that we have the work plan right now is that tomorrow it would be the initial report from you guys, and then you would have another, I think, 3 weeks or more to come up with, what we're saying is the final suggested recommendations. Because obviously, you know, having a week to do this or even 2 weeks is asking a lot. So in between tomorrow and 3 weeks' time, we're going to be expecting that the other sub-teams do the same. In other words, for the intervening 3 or 4 weeks, you know, we'll have each sub-team come out with their initial report, and then they'll each have another 2-3 weeks or so to do the same. So some sort of relay system. So I think that what you're suggesting, Alex and Lindsay, sounds great for tomorrow. Like I said, just having the other sub-team see what you guys have done would be a really good example and lead off.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is Alex. I think that sounds like a plan then.
Yep, I agree with that. Sorry, this is Lindsay. Yes, I would agree. I think that's how we go forward. Well, that summary document then that you've provided, Alex, would that be enough to just pick bits out of that to talk through our initial findings on each question? And if you want, I can do the same.
I think so, yeah. I would keep it very high level, and I wouldn't...
Yeah, very, yeah.
Yes. And then, you know, once we present to the team and maybe get their feedback with regard to the process, we could, we could find a time where the subgroup could meet on a call and actually have a substantial conversation based on this analysis, and then, you know, what we want to recommend within the next 3 weeks, which seems to be the timeline.
Okay, yeah, no, that sounds good.
And what I would have up for upload, if you would like, are the two documents that Alex sent, which is, I think, the what Lindsay, I don't think you're in Adobe Connect now, so you probably can't see it. But, Alex, what we have in the Adobe Connect is, I think, your Google Docs in PDF form, and I think I had another one that was more in a tabular form, which is the one for question two, I think.
Yeah, what I did, there was I put it in a table, and then at the bottom there's like a summary underneath that. If that was for question two, then yes, that's the one I did. Maybe it was just me, but when I tried to make changes in the Excel spreadsheet on Google Docs, it just kept wiping out what Val had done. And it wouldn't let me copy and paste in there without wiping out what she'd done as well. So maybe I'm doing something wrong. I don't know.
Well, I think with the Google Docs that Val started, plus this document, we have enough, I don't know, evidence, if you will, to kind of that shows our work.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, it was just to make it easier so that it was all in one format and in one place. That was all, but I didn't know if there was any easier way of doing it. But if there isn't, then not to worry.
So I was wondering, Mary, should we be putting these two links and these two documents on the wiki page? I was trying to edit and upload there, but it doesn't look like I have the authorization to do that.
Oh, okay. Actually, you know, to be honest, I'm not sure who has editing rights to the wiki page. I assume when they're created that anyone with an account does, so I can go back and check that. But yeah, I can upload these two to the wiki page as working drafts if you like, so that you can either supersede them or, you know, add to them, or I can help you guys do that over the next few weeks. You know, and Alex, I really appreciate that, you know, you guys are, you know, taking this notion of transparency and just having the recordings and stuff, just because I think, again, it's a good example to the rest of the groups, and it does allow us to demonstrate that we are taking all the comments seriously and be able to not just describe how the group is reviewing it, but point to sort of works in progress as such. So I can just upload these two, assuming that you're comfortable with the form they're in.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. Lindsay, if you're comfortable, I think that's the way to go. You may have lost Lindsay on her train in Germany. yeah, so Mary, let's do that. And you know, if the fact that I can't edit this wiki page is due to user error, then I think I just need to be pointed in the right direction. I didn't see any obvious, you know, edit this page link or icon. But if you could upload those two documents, and perhaps even just for good measure, copy and paste the two Google Docs links so it's all in one spot, I think that would be great.
Yep, I can definitely do that, and I'll check on the editing thing too. I know that you do have to log in, and I assume that's what you've done, but it may be that I need to do some permissions on my end that I haven't done as well.
Okay, well, take a look. I'm definitely logged in. I seem to have two different logins. I've tried both, and neither seem to have done the trick.
Well, so the user error is probably on my end.
It's a learning process.
I know. Well, taking this job, I've had to learn a lot of new tools, which has been very educational, but it's also helpful when people tell me what they can't do or what they would like to do, so that sometimes I go off and try and look for the answer, because it's not always obvious to me just sitting here. So thank you for that.
Sure. Okay. So I think we have a plan. So just to repeat, I think, Mary, you'll update this wiki page so we could point people to a single spot. And then on the call tomorrow morning, I could update the larger group as to the work we've done and the process we've used. And then for the first question, I'll kind of at a very high level describe or outline our initial findings, and then Lindsay will do the same for the second question, and then we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, great.
Welcome back, Lindsay.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry. The signal went and I got kicked off, so I guess I came back.
Not at all. I don't think you missed too much. I think I just discovered that I needed to do stuff to the wiki that I hadn't done. But, yeah, that sounds good. I think as between yourself and Alex each taking one question and probably fielding a couple of questions from the working group members, that would be a really nice preliminary report. And it looks to me, again, just looking at what you guys, or at least the three of you, have done, that a lot of the work's already been done, and as Alex was saying, that I don't know how many calls you think you might need with the full sub-team, but definitely probably at least one to just make sure that you can come back to the working group with some comfort that you're going to recommend this particular action or this particular non-action or response is something that the sub-team more or less supports in 3 weeks' time or something.
Right.
Yeah, I think that should be, time-wise, I think that's fine. Actually, that's perfect, because I go on holiday in 3 weeks, so...
Something to aim for, right?
But, yeah, no, that sounds good to me. I'm happy with that.
So am I.
Perfect.
I think, yeah, if we can get a call together with the rest of the sub-team this week, that would be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. So on that, maybe I'll send out a doodle poll to the sub-team this afternoon. And see what would work for everyone. I think it's important for us to all be on the call if we can.
Okay. The other thing that I can do as well, because David obviously sent in a lot of comments by email. Did you see that, Alex?
Yes, I did.
So maybe it would be good to kind of, I need to read that as well, so should Val, and maybe see if we can incorporate his summary with mine, and then so that we've all, and the rest of them, you and Volker can have a look as well, as I will with your summary, and let's see in the next 3 weeks if we can all agree.
Yeah, I think we're on a good path, so I think that's the plan.
And if it would help, I mean, if you have, like David's comments, for example, if he wouldn't mind going to the document and adding them in or something in the appropriate places or creating an extra paragraph or sub-question so that you're all working off the same document, that would probably be, would sort of move the work along more quickly.
Yeah,
that would probably be really helpful.
That's a great suggestion. I agree.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you're very welcome. It's just that, you know, we've done so much of this that some of the things we've just come to find may be a lot easier. It does depend, of course, on the person being willing to do that, but if he's already got them on email, then it seems to me it might be a relatively simple sort of cut and paste, a bit of editing jobby from him.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was going to say, and I assume it's all right, but I just feel I should bring it up, is that since these calls would be recorded, that we would post the recording on the wiki page as well.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay, great. Just wanted to make sure.
and maybe just on the comments from David, what I'll do is, after this call, I'll suggest that that David take a look at the document that you sent Lindsay and Val updated and suggest that he try to make edits to that document himself. I think that would be the easiest path forward, assuming he could squeeze his thoughts and his comments into that format, which I think he should be able to do.
Okay, so I'm back. Sorry. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. The signal keeps failing.
I was just saying, Lindsay, that I'll send an email to David and ask him to incorporate his thoughts into the version of your doc that Val edited, so it's just a single place where all of our thoughts are.
Okay, great.
And I'm actually uploading those two documents and the links now, so you know, within, I would say, 10, 15 minutes, anybody looking at the wiki page should be able to see them.
Great.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you, Mary.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. You're doing the lion's share of the work here.
Okay. So anything else then? I think we've covered everything we wanted to on this call, at least.
Yes, I think so. Mary, anything from your team, from the staff? Anyone else?
No, I just wanted to repeat that I think you guys are doing exactly what we had hoped, and it's very well, you know, presented and documented, so hopefully the other teams will do the same. And it looks like we're in good shape. So, again, thank you all very much. And if there's anything you need us to help you with, not just calls and Adobe Connect, but, you know, whether it's editing the documents or something, please just let me know.
Great.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, I guess we'll all talk tomorrow then on the call.
Right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.